Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 55. Thank you so much for listening. So I just ran across an article that is kind of interesting by the AtlanticBlackStar.com. The title of the article is Hair Braiding is Still a Crime in Tennessee, costing stylists nearly $100,000 in fines. And basically the article is talking about the fact that people who are doing natural black hair care and styling who aren't licensed to braid hair. Okay, so braid hair, we're talking, we're actually, it looks like they're not talking cutting, they're not talking anything else. It is the braiding. And you're supposed to apparently go to school for that, as the state requires 300 hours, plus, of course, the tuition of going to school. They were talking about some of the schools being $20,000 and 1,500 hours. And they say the classes that you're doing for braiding are pretty much a waste of time. There's really not a whole lot of training in how to wash a clip and a comb, basically. Not a bad thing to be trained in. Perfectly fine. But do make it that intense for somebody to just do braiding. So these people are working in salons. One salon owner apparently got fined $1,600 for having people do the work. And so it's $1,000 an incident, and which is fascinating to me. For this, again, braiding. Now, on one hand, I realized that, hey, it's the law. That's kind of the way it is. And they're trying to get some things overturned and changed because it's costing these people sometimes who have been doing braiding, apparently, according to this article, like 20 years. So it's not just brand new people. It's people who have been doing it and are experienced, et cetera, et cetera. And they're not saying that these fines are not based around sanitation or anything like that. It is simply, apparently, from what I understand, you're braiding, you don't have a license to braid. Sorry, here's a fine. And on one hand, like I said, it's the law. That's the way it is. We should just follow the law or change it, which again, sounds like they've been trying to do. But I did appreciate I think it's a fascinating thing to look at that law and then compared to the point made by a person that is saying that in Tennessee, you can carry a handgun anywhere without any kind of permit or training. And the person's joke was kind of based on the, just in case you happen to run into one of these people who might need their hair braided, somebody who happens to have dark skin. And again, that's the law there, right? So, and I realize those aren't matchy-matchy exactly apples to apples, but it's the danger one has, that the danger that exists from a gun going off by somebody who doesn't know what they're doing versus the danger that could happen by somebody braiding their hair who maybe does know what they're doing, right? They've been doing it for 20 years. They've got trainees. Letter of the law, spirit of the law, stupid law. I don't know. This looks like one of those laws that you're like, wow, really? You enforce this? Okay. I guess it's a great way to earn money off of people who probably don't earn a whole lot of money in the first place, who are doing these jobs, which is sad. But again, the law is the law. So yay, go for changing it. And hopefully that happens because it sounds a little bit on the ridiculous side. Of course, if you wanted to take it a little farther into the racism aspect of things, it would be curious to know how many white people are braiding hair and black people are braiding hair without license and how many get in trouble and all of that stuff. Anyway, it's the frustration of stupid laws that just don't make any logical sense. And if there's logical sense to this, I'd like to hear it. But again, going back to the handgun law, if that is the law in the state, being able to carry without any training. You know, I guess I'm sorry. I would rather have somebody with training and no license braiding my hair than somebody who has a handgun and doesn't know how to use it. So just my two cents. We have some weird laws in the United States, and I guess this is one of those that I have never seen on the list, but I would almost expect it to be. Certainly understand we need to have regulations, but good luck, people in Tennessee, changing it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Feel free to connect on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger. No spaces. Have a wonderful day. And careful who's braiding your hair. Of course, you don't get in trouble, but just saying. I don't know what happens when you get given a fine if you have to, like, stop braiding that person's hair, because that would suck. You get somebody braiding your hair and then they have to stop, and then the next person takes over and they don't quite have the same exact, you know, it's like crocheting, right? If you don't have the same tension, then the whole thing goes awry and goes sideways and whatever. I suppose braiding and crocheting aren't exactly the same things, but nonetheless, good luck. Take care.